Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I believe Joe Coy is going to be in the studio on Friday, right?
Yes, he is.
Joe was in our town of Omaha that night?
That night. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Craig Peters on the phone tomorrow?
He is. And J.R. Brow on the phone on Wednesday.
J.R.'s got a big deal in Sioux City, correct?
Yeah, the Hard Rock Sioux City. Him and James Johan and a couple other guys. It's called Band of Comics. They've got their instruments and their jokes.
I didn't know that Johan's played anything.
No, I didn't know that either.
Guitar player.
Yes. I never knew that.
Really?
He doesn't do it on stage. That's why.
Oh. There was a video that JR posted. It was James playing guitar and talking about the gig. So I
was aware JR was a musician.
That's part of his show.
But not Johan.
Cool. That's all this week. Got a gig this week, Nick?
I do not.
I had some stuff
that fell through. I'm going to be at the Farmhouse Lounge in Weeping Water on August 6th, and then Plan B in Persia August 13th, okay. And then the big show at the Funny Bone Thursday, August 19th.
I saw you there that Thursday. Okay, we'll keep plugging that since you're unemployed.
That's Persia in Iowa?
Yeah, Persia, Iowa.
Iowa.
Did it come up on vacation at all?
No.
You told people that I don't want to hear about it all week. You didn't hear about it at all? Good.
No, there were,
a few comments.
A couple, but nothing where I'm like, what the hell?
Like, what are you on vacation from, Nick?
I was looking forward to today, though, because it was what's weird. I went to grab my wallet, and I always had to grab, my other work badge. But there's no other work badge now.
Yeah. No other work badge.
Putting in a solid 3 and going home.
In a row, too, by
I know,
the way.
I know.
No break.
Well, now
no,
I know to get stuff done that I always think about during the day. And then the pharmacy just sucked the life out of me.
Yeah, it did. Yep.
So now we'll see what it's like if
was
I'm
that
not
final
getting
day? We didn't see that final day. What was that like? Was there a big cake? Did they bring a cake out?
No, somebody brought donuts in on Thursday, which was nice.
Okay.
And then Friday, it just felt like the last day of school. So I'm like cleaning my desk out. Yeah. And
you flipped off the school in the way you were when you left.
Did you leave early? Did you stay till 5?
I think I left around 6.
Did you do much work?
Well, as much as I usually did.
No more, no less.
Which was why I don't think they were entirely sad to see me go.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see how long it's going to be before there's too many hours in the day.
Yeah, I think that'll be a little while.
Right. Yeah, but don't miss it in front of Craig.
Yeah.
Because he's very busy.
Well, now just as I'm hoping to, shows will ramp up and COVID's making its way through everywhere again.
You're busy, right. No, not that part. The COVID, you're right.
Perfect timing.
All right.
Was on this date in 1991. You might remember where you were when Pee Wee Herman actor Paul Reubens was arrested for exposing himself twice during a movie at a Florida theater.
A porn movie.
Yeah, I don't remember twice. Yeah.
Well, somebody saw his wiener twice.
Apparently. I thought usually you just expose yourself once
and leave it out for a while. Right.
Until it's, the task is finished.
Well, maybe he saw somebody look and he shoved it back in.
That could have been.
And then they weren't looking again and pulled it back out.
That still counts as exposing yourself.
That's twice then.
Fred Willard had the best response when he got busted.
Right.
He just tweeted out a day or two later, Merry Christmas!
Right.
Over the summer.
Fred Willard got away with it, and nobody cared. I mean, it was like a story for a day. Oh, Fred Willard whipped the wiener out and played a porno.
Well, I think most people didn't realize that it was actually a thing that you could go do.
Yeah. I saw pornos in theaters myself for years when I was with a young kid.
Yeah, but not in the last 10 years.
But I never whipped out a wiener. I never whipped it out back
then. And Fred Willard never hosted a Saturday morning kids show.
I think that was the big deal.
I know. That's why Pee Wee got in trouble. I get that. Yes.
That's why he was exiled. For how long?
A long time.
Years and years.
He came back as a regular actor in some stuff.
He came back
as Paul Reubens.
Unlike some MTV movie awards or something.
Yeah.
And said, you heard any good jokes lately?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. And that was the first time he'd spoken to the public, I think, in years.
No, it was as Pee-wee.
But it's also, right. His Pee-wee character was really subversive anyway. Not Wiener subversive.
Yeah.
It just seems, I don't think it's a big deal now. Well, I'm actually, it probably turned into a bigger deal now. There were some years in between 91 and now, it wouldn't have been a big deal. And now with Me Too, hashtag pound Me Too, you can't whip your wiener out.
No.
And I'm going to guess that theater he went to is probably closed now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's we were
just surprised that Fred Willard, there was a theater when Fred Willard got busted. That's
yes.
Right, Craig. That was it. You're right. There's still a theater in L.A.? You watch a porno?
Yeah.
I just imagine Fred Willard walking down the street and looking up and saying, okay, what the hell? I'll stop in and buy that.
Why not?
That's what I figured he did. I got $4.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it was all spontaneous?
Yeah, I do. I do.
And I think it would be hard for Fred Willard to have done anything that would have made the public not love Fred Willard.
Right.
Because he was Fred Willard.
He was the best. And he didn't lose any gigs because of that.
No.
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 Right. If anybody could get away with tossing one off in a porn theater.
It'd be Fred Willard.
Getting caught. Yeah. It's Fred Willard.
Oh, that's just Fred. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Fred being Fred.
That was 91, Pee-wee. Oh, my God.
It was 91?
30 years. In case you're too young, Pee-wee Herman, you know who that is, obviously. The actor Paul Rubens was just in a movie theater, whipped it out. Lost his gig, lost his job, shamed, jokes.
Well, there were kids that had Pee-wee Herman dolls. In their
room.
I remember they had the pull cord where he'd go, say whatever he said.
Not just a regular movie theater. A porn movie theater where everybody whips it out.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look around, somebody's whipping it out. What's a puzzle tell you?
What if they're not, the porn sucks.
Excellent point.
I didn't say anything about a goat.
That is a good point, Nick.
Yeah.
That would have been like Steve from Blue's Clues getting busted.
Exactly. Even that's an old reference. Think about it.
Were there any shows like that?
That guy's done with Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a modern.
I know.
Is there a kid show that has like an actual person now
that just hosts it? And I don't know. None of us have.
Well, the new Blue's Clues person.
Yeah.
New Steve.
Yeah.
New Steve.
Yeah.
New details are being revealed about what is inside Mars. The first samples collected from Mars reveal the center is molten,
like Uranus,
similar to Earth. Mars has its own crust.
Just like Uranus.
Mantle and core.
Just
the
like
crust
Uranus.
On Mars was found to be thinner than anticipated.
It's thicker on Uranus.
It runs about 12 miles deep before hitting a sublayer.
That's deeper than Uranus should do.
Mars does have seismic action like Earth. As scientists have called these things Mars quakes.
Do I have to keep going?
No, this is that. No, Mars quakes is the end of the story.
Good. All right. Uranus quakes.
Yes, it does.
When I walk past it.
Quivers sometimes as well.
Shakes, spits, does everything.
The spitting is troubling.
Sometimes.
You should get that checked.
Just a tremor.
Well, it spits back. I should say that. It spits back.
It's just a tremor.
There's
this
a report.
Show's stupid.
Yeah. There's a report that Tesla's clean energy division is looking for social media posts that badmouth CEO Elon Musk. Business Insider reports that Tesla Energy has assigned more than 24 staffers to scan the interwebs for customer complaints and negative comments about Musk. Two former employees told Insider that in addition to working to resolve complaints, staffers are also instructed to ask customers to delete their posts. A team of 20 searched for complaints. A separate 9-member team hunted for posts targeting Musk specifically.
Pee-wee Herman was on Family Feud last night. It was a new one, too. Is that the primetime Family Feud?
Must be.
Probably, yeah.
Is Pee-wee bring his family? Like, was the chair up there?
I mean, Cherry.
I would have watched that. Yeah.
And Cowboy Lawrence Fishburne.
Who's Pee Wee's family? I got a text from my sister. I'm sure you guys got it too. Relax.
It wasn't a text that we got from him.
Shut up.
Right. There's a separate thread for that.
It was a picture. He was on Celebrity Feud last night, and he was Pee Wee Herman, apparently.
Yeah. That came on at our house, and the celebrities, I'd never heard of any of them.
Yeah.
There's like one dude in his family, I didn't know him, and then some country singer.
Was it Paul Rubens or was it Pee Wee Herman? I'm guessing he was a character if they want people to watch, you know.
Yeah, it would have had to be in character.
Yeah, I don't watch those nighttime game shows.
Okay, it was David Arquette and pro wrestler friends.
Oh, I got it.
And Pee-wee and whoever's in his crew.
Got it.
And his name tag does say Paul.
Yep.
Is he dressed like Pee-wee or not?
No.
Oh,
no,
he's not.
Just in a suit. And he's it says Paul Rubens.
He's okay. Paul Rubens.
Okay. Who was his family? Because nobody cares about Paul Rubens' cousin.
This is Joe Manganiello.
Okay. Other actors. Famous people, right?
Yeah, another actress.
Okay.
Don't know. Jack A. Harry. And Drew Carey.
Is that hosted by the very funny
Steve
Harvey?
Yeah, totally unfunny Steve Harvey.
Thank
yes.
you.
He is the milk toastiest.
Oh, my God.
That's why he works for that.
He's also not funny either. You think he's funny?
Oh, I don't think so.
His daughter's hot, though.
He does a lot of like mugging for the camera.
That's it.
That he'll just pause and be said that?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure
Michael B. Jordan's banging his daughter.
Celebrity Family Feud is one of the most, you know, they get the most FCC complaints.
I know.
Because, you know, it's a family show and they do some sexual innuendo
right. Mm-hmm.
And people turn them in all
the
time.
What kind of wiener are you talking about?
It's all sexual innuendo.
It is. But it's milquetoast sexual innuendo compared to what we do.
Well, Steve Harvey really lost me when I found out he didn't like the impression that Keenan does of him on SNL.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. No, man.
Yeah.
It's funny, and he's good at it.
Wasn't there a story about him like freaking out about what kind of toothbrush he had in his dressing room?
Yeah,
or something?
He wasn't kind to his assistants. Yeah. Like saying they bang goats all the time.
Yeah, what kind of a-holes do that?
Well, if they're banging goats all the time.
But what if they're not?
Prove me wrong.
What he said.
Now we're doubling down on the abuse.
This is a hostile work environment.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Somebody has to keep the goats in mind.
For all of us.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, General Motors is suing Ford.
By taking Calvin and pissing on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how you do that.
That proves
the top page of the court briefing.
Is Calvin pissing on the Ford logo.
They all want to buy Calvin. let's see here. Here is why GM is suing Ford. It's over the name of its hands-free driving technology. Ford's Blue Cruise will be unveiled in the next few months. They expect that more than 100,000 vehicles will be on the roads by the end of the year. In the meantime, GM says that Ford's name is just too close to its hands-free driving technology called Super Cruise. So they're fighting over the name Cruise, apparently. Super Cruise has been around since 2017.
Right.
So now GM. Nothing like that.
I know.
Just the name.
Okay.
Over the weekend, GM filed a trademark infringement suit after good faith talks in recent weeks failed to produce a resolution. And so if only this were about Calvin.
Right.
Yeah.
Pissing another guy's logo.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen that recently.
I haven't either.
No. I used to see it all the time.
Calvin. And I used to like that, too. Yeah. And then, of course, it got old. But, you know, when I first saw it, I loved it.
But it was also back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there became...
Did Calvin ever piss on Mopar?
Several.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think he did.
Manifestations.
Well, the most famous one we know is the guy had the car driving around town. Calvin pissed on us.
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah. He took an old bumper sticker, said Todd and Tyler, And there was Calvin peeing on us.
And you guys are into that.
We totally
so joke's on him.
Yeah, the joke was totally on him. But only guys named Calvin, Nick, you know that, because you tried. And we said, hey, you're not Calvin.
Yeah, but he was just pissing on our logo.
Logo, right.
I wish he would have found some images. We got pictures out there.
Yeah.
An Algerian judo competitor is pulling out of the Olympics because of his draw. His coach told Algerian media that he wasn't lucky with the draw. His coach added that he would have had to face an Israeli opponent.
That's
why he had to retire.
God.
The same Algerian athlete pulled out of the 2019 World Championships to avoid another Israeli opponent.
These people are hard. It's just so stupid, man. It's all about religion and just stupid.
And so he has been suspended by judo's international governing body for refusing to compete.
Yeah. Guy trains his whole life. I got a Jew in the first round. I'm out.
Yeah. That's super. He dedicated his entire life to that.
I know. And the government says, no, you can't do that.
No, he's dedicated his entire life to his religion.
Right.
Yeah. Judo on the side.
Yeah.
I tried to turn on the Olympics, but it's so weird without a crowd. It's eerie.
Todd mentioned it earlier, and I felt the same way, too. It seems I don't want to go back. I remember you mentioned before that ESPN once in a while will show a college football game from last year, and there's no crowd. I can't watch
it. It's completely different.
It depresses me.
Now that we're used to seeing sports with a crowd,
right.
You know, without masks. Which, you know, we're going backwards. Looking at the Olympics, it's like, wow, I just went backwards.
And the Olympics is a rough shit anyway for a lot of the sports. I get bored, you know, except I'm not really into it. Swimming can bore me. Gymnastics will bore me. But if I see no crowd, I actually like beach volleyball, but I had the game on the other day, and there was no crowd. I go, eh. Now, granted, it was a dude, so I tuned away. But even, I felt bad for the guys. I think there's nobody out there cheering points or somebody in the crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the crowd, a lot of times those sports are so obscure. Like I saw that water polo was on the guy. And I'm like, I would need the crowd to react to even know what's happening in the match. Like, was that good?
Right.
I think gymnastics is one of those things you might not need to do. But it adds to the intensity of the whole thing if there's people there watching and reacting.
It just feels like we're going backwards in obviously a lot of ways. With the anti-vaxxers, but this situation, I don't want to watch sports with nobody in the crowd.
Crappy Zoom connections with the families back home.
Oh, yeah.
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 More bad quality video.
No, I still say they should have just punted on the whole damn thing. I mean, it just seems like a bad idea.
Right. No. It's a TV show.
I know. It's
money. COVID is rampant.
No, but because of COVID.
COVID is rampant, right.
Tokyo's in a state of emergency, and we're going to send people from every country in the world there to then go home?
Right. What are you going
to
do with all those venues? Those venues were built, if nothing, nobody in them.
Like every other Olympic city, right?
Yeah, they fall into ruins.
Right. They built them with nobody in them now.
At least they got used once.
That's true.
This didn't get used at all.
They got used for 3 weeks at one point, right?
Yeah, parted out. Brand new seats, never sat in.
Right.
It is crazy. I don't understand with the Olympics why they don't just create a site in Athens, like Summer Olympics are always here. Find somewhere for the Winter Olympics because all these places rot.
They've talked about that for years, but they still want to show off their country. That's why they'll never do that. Even they lose money.
A ton of money.
Well, that happened too in, down in Brazil when they hosted the World Cup a few years ago.
Brazil.
They had to build like 6 soccer stadiums for a 2-week tournament and then nothing.
And they built one in the middle of nowhere, remember?
Yeah. Right.
And they let it rot.
Like you could barely get there.
I think it was like a helicopter ride in the rainforest to get there. Something ridiculous.
It's things like that that make me think that recycling is futile. It's like, am I going to recycle enough aluminum cans that it makes up for a soccer stadium in the middle of nowhere?
No, you're not.
Like, I'll still do it, but, you know, it's like trying to put out that fire in the ocean.
The Big 12 Executive Committee making sure they speak with Texas and Oklahoma as talks swirl of the two programs departing for the SEC.
Yeah, they need 11 votes, and I read that Missouri and Missouri, and maybe even Arkansas, they said, and A&M, they don't want it. So, but if it happens, I read that, you know, then they're talking about Big Ten realigning.
Well, that's kind of hypocritical because They're all recent additions to the SEC.
I know, but they don't – well, not Arkansas. Arkansas was Southwest years
ago. Southwest,
but they weren't recent. They've been in the SEC since it started.
I think Arkansas. It's more not like the
it's about recruiting.
Ah.
Because they want they'd be fighting the same teams to recruit. They say, hey, come play in the SEC. But if Texas and Oklahoma are in there, they'll get those players in instead of A&M and Missouri and things like that. I read the Kansas in the Big Ten, maybe. That'd be great. Yeah, I'd
these
love
super
that.
Conferences.
Yeah. Iowa State maybe going to the Big Ten, hopefully. You
know? I heard an interview with the athletic director from Texas A&M, and it sounds like it's a lot of distrust of Texas. So it might be the schools that have already that have had experience with Texas just not wanting to deal with them again.
Big 12 is slimy. Big 12 is going to blow up. They're all running for places now.
Texas is kind of greedy.
I definitely think if this happens, it's the first domino that ends with four super conferences.
Right.
Which would I think would be fine because. Then, you know, your championship games are
should be
are a de facto round of eight playoff.
It should be.
And then all the winners go to the round of four.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's going to go eight.
Well, no, but I'm saying your conference championship games end up being that round of eight.
I agree with you, but they're
but how many teams are going to be?
There's still going to be teams that lose in those, and they're going to say, oh, they're still better than that team. Move them over there.
Well, you'd have to win through your conference to get there.
It's all
played on the field.
You should.
What, are we going to have 16?
I think 20.
Four
20-team conferences, I think, is what I've...
They're finally going to change the names. They won't.
They should.
Right. Big Ten's got 14 teams
Big
in
Ten
it.
With 20 teams.
Right.
What happens to the other 50?
Big Ten times two.
I don't know.
The other 50 D1 college programs.
They go back to their own little non-relevance. That's a problem,
And where does Notre Dame go?
Screw them. Screw them. They should say, you want to play anywhere in the playoffs, join a conference.
They're going to have to.
You'd think they would. Even BYU's independent, right? They have been. They have been for a while. They have, We don't talk about them as much.
Yeah, because for a while there, they were the only team west of the Rockies that was playing.
Yep.
At the beginning of last
season. That's right.
Yeah.
Because the Mountain West and the Pac-12 weren't playing.
Yeah, since 2011, BYU's been, at least in football, has been independent.
Well, your fan base there, your team, Nick, that what are they called, the Cornhuskers? Yes. They got to get over, stop whining about the Big Ten. Holy hell. All you read on social media is, Big Ten sucks. Why are we there? I'm thinking, geez, you're there for a lot of money. You got a ton of money. And, you know, not all of you are that way, but a lot of you.
Just win.
Let's go back to the Big Eight and beat Missouri every week. Shut up.
Just win games.
Yeah, you're in the Big Ten to stay. It's a better conference. You got a lot more money. Chill out. Eventually you'll win, Nick.
I keep thinking that.
He's changing things. Changing the culture.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.